About my greatest strategy. Tragedy. Estelle. My sweet hog of an ex-wife, Estelle. I don't mean for those stories to be funny when I tell you about her. I merely ask for your compassion, your understanding. You see, Estelle had a way of being able to turn even the most joyous event into a fight. I remember I had worked hard. I saved a lot of money. I had a wad in the bank, enough for a down payment on a house. And we knew exactly where the area we wanted to live in. I had the checkbook loaded. I mean, we were going out to buy a house. I mean, doesn't that sound like a... How could you fight over something? We fought. We found this house. It captured our hearts the second we walked through the door. It's one of those houses, you just look at it. Estelle's running through it going, oh, yes, yes. Oh, look at this kitchen. Oh, yes, with an island, a cooking island in the middle. I love it. Oh, and we can put a breakfast nook over here. And I'm going, yeah. Look at his living room. Hey, we can get one of them big rear screen projection TVs. All right. It's going to be nice. And she say, oh, yeah, we put our little bric-a-brac over here. This can go in the corner here. And the guy from the, you know, the real estate company smiling, knowing full well he's got a sale. I said, buddy, Estelle, she's smiling brightly, I'm smiling. I said, you know, I think you just sold the house. He said, well, that'll be 8% down. I said, you got it, Jack. And I write him out the check, and I hand him the check, and he smiles and shakes my hand. And Estelle says, of course, keep in mind, you won't be able to smoke those nasty cigars that's in here anymore. This is our brand new house. I don't want you sitting there with a big mentholated tipperillo stinking it up. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me now, after I scrimp and save for 8 years to save this much money so I can have a nice house, right away, the first thing when we move into it, I can't enjoy myself now. You're telling me, what do you mean stink up the house? Hey, do I say anything about you breaking wind at the table? She said, honey, wait a minute. I say, shut up. Shut up. Let me tell you something. I want to light a cigar in this house. I'll light a cigar. Where am I, Tipperillo? And I took out a Tipperillo. I lit that thing up and I puffed it. I went, poof, 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 poof. And I got a big cloud of smoke. I said, hey, this is my house. I bust my butt at my job for my money. This is my house. She said, well, it's all right. I said, it's my house. And if I want to put my fist through the window, I'll put my fist through the window. And the real estate guy says, sir, you just brought. I said, hey, you got the check. We got a deal in this house. We agreed on the price. You're telling me I can't have an argument with my wife in this house? Shut up and back off. I want to put my fist through a window. I'll put my fist through a window. She said, honey, you're destroying the house. I said, don't you understand, Estelle? It's my house. I want to destroy it. I'll rip the chandelier right onto the ceiling. I'm going to walk around kicking holes in the wall. I'll kick holes in the wall. Meanwhile, the real estate guy is staring with his mouth open. I said, hey, what are you looking at, you maggot? What are you looking at? And I grabbed him around the throat and I gave it a good squeeze. Don't you be staring at me when I'm disciplining Estelle! And I threw him into the wall, and I grabbed Estelle. I said, let me make something real clear to you, Estelle. Don't you ever tell me what to do in my house! And I opened the door, and I kicked her out of the front lawn, and I slapped her all the way to the car. I said, get in that car! Get in that car right now! And she'd take 3 or 4 fast steps with every shot to the back of the head. Get in there! And then I got in the car and I was still hot. I spun donuts in the lawn. I'm driving, I'm just digging up that lawn. Yeah! Fish damn it! I tore that thing up, buddy. Tore it up! Imagine my embarrassment when the next day I had to call up the real estate man. Hello? Mr. Farquhar? Yes, this is Nino. Nino Grisfinetti? Yeah, from yesterday? Sorry, sir, but the loan didn't go through.
This is-